President Bush is standing by his choice of White House counsel Harriet Myers to be the next Supreme Court justice.
She is going to be on the bench. She'll be confirmed. And when she's on the bench, people will see a fantastic woman who is honest, open, humble, and capable of being a great Supreme Court judge.
President Bush has known Ms. Myers for more than 10 years and says he's confident she will not legislate from the bench, but will instead strictly interpret the Constitution and laws as written. This approach is important to social conservatives who feel that some judges are unduly interfering in matters better left to state and local officials. Ms. Myers has never been a judge and has spent most of her career in corporate litigation. The absence of a so-called paper trail that might reveal her stand on divisive social issues has raised concerns among both Democrats and Republicans that they don't know enough about her. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says that's the purpose of the confirmation process, for senators to learn more about her. He's confident that once they do, they'll see what he calls an exceptionally well-qualified nominee with enormous experience and a tremendous record of accomplishment. Like all Supreme Court nominees, Ms. Myers is meeting with senators ahead of her confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Sam Brownback met with Ms. Myers for an hour and said he still thinks there's a lot to learn. He's particularly concerned about what her stand on abortion would be and said she did not offer an opinion. While some Republican legislators, including Senator Brownback and Senator Trent Lott, are questioning Ms. Myers' conservative credentials, none has come out publicly in opposition to her nomination. That's not the case among some of Washington's most influential conservative columnists. Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol says he's disappointed, depressed, and demoralized by the choice, calling her nomination a combination of cronyism and capitulation on the part of the president. Conservative columnist George Will says there's no evidence that Ms. Myers is among the leading lights of American jurisprudence or that she possesses talents commensurate with the tasks of the Supreme Court. National Review writer David Frum, who's a former speechwriter for President Bush, says there's scarcely a single knowledgeable legal conservative in Washington who supports the nomination. But it's senators, not opinion makers, who vote on this nomination, and White House officials say they're focusing their attention on convincing senators that Ms. Myers' conservatism will not weaken once she's on the court. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.